Text appears. The following program contains depictions of intimate partner violence, which may be triggering to some viewers. Hulu presents a Hulu original, a 20th Digital Studio film. Cracked Text forms a title, Jagged Mind. Soft red light fills a room inside of a house. A woman reaches behind her and opens a glass panel door as another woman kisses her. They shut the door behind them and make out against the door. The two women continue to passionately kiss and undress one another until they wear nothing but their underwear. One woman has short, dark, curly hair, while the other, Billy, has black braids with golden beads. They lie down and continue to kiss.
Put your mouth on me.
Billy smiles, slides the other woman's panties down. She proceeds to kiss the curly-haired woman's chest and moves down her torso. The curly-haired woman closes her eyes and her chest heaves. A scalpel slices through skin. A hand violently stabs someone's abdomen. A wine glass falls and breaks. A person's silhouette hovers over bubbling water. Billy wakes up in bed. The blankets cover her bare chest. She shuts off the alarm clock. Billy looks down at the empty space in the bed beside her. She lays her head back down on the pillow and rubs her forehead with the back of her hand. Later, she talks on her phone.
Morning.
Hey. Calling to check in. How are you?
Well, I hooked up with Christine last night and empty bed in the morning.
You know you deserve better than this, right? You know how much she hurt you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something imperfect beats being alone. I'm not exactly flawless myself.
What is that supposed to mean?
There's not a lot of buyers for damaged goods.
Cut that shit out right now, all right?
You still doing
your memory exercises every day?
You know, just because your mom's decline came on fast doesn't mean the same is going to happen to you, right?
Yeah. I know. You sound sad.
Yourself.
Busy. She'll let you go.
Oh, okay. I gotta go. Love you.
I love you.
The friend ends the call and attends to her children. Billy pops in earbuds and presses her fitness watch.
Okay.
She walks out the front door wearing athletic clothes. As Billy jogs down a street, she passes a mural that reads, Little Haiti, welcome. An orange and green trolley putters along a small city street. Billy runs past shoppers who meander down the sidewalk. She continues to run down sidewalks, keeping a fast clip. A man carves into a wooden bowl cover with a knife. He looks up at Billy with milky white eyes, and she stops in her tracks. He sits on a rocking chair and stares. Billy's eyes flutter and turn amber. Her nose begins to bleed. Images flash of her standing in a dark room wearing a patterned dress. She sits at a table in a bar full of patrons.
Miss.
Sorry?
Would you like another glass?
No, sorry. I'm fine for now. Thank you, though.
The waiter takes her empty glass. A woman at the bar watches her.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. I don't need the menu. That's okay. Could I get two glasses of Tempranillo, please? Mm-hmm. One's for me and then one's for her.
All right, you got it.
Thank you.
The woman at the bar points at Billy. Red wine is poured into a glass.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Billy softly smiles at the stranger, now sitting across from her.
So, do you do this a lot?
Do what?
I don't know, pick up sad and confused women in the farthest reaches of Little Haiti?
Only ones as gorgeous and interesting as you.
Oh. Well, that is it's very sweet of you. But you don't even know me.
I don't know you yet, but I want to.
Billy looks away and blankly stares.
Should we go somewhere else?
For your own personal safety. And then you can disappear. And then you can...
Hey. Are you okay? Sorry. Yeah, I've got a lot of some things going on.
What do you mean? Like what? Okay, look, I know what you're thinking. You're like, what is this white girl doing in Little Haiti asking me all these personal questions?
You know, that thought had actually crossed my mind, yeah.
I just want to get to know you. That's it.
Okay. Well, I've been getting these blackouts occasionally, and I'm starting to think that they're becoming a little bit more frequent. And then when they come, I just lose all sense of place and time. And, when I come to, I'm left with this really strange sense of deja vu. It might be hereditary. My mom had dementia. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm just taking all the steps I can just to try and manage it till we can find out some more.
Billy nods and looks down.
Hey. Thanks for telling me.
Billy cracks a small smile before checking her phone, which shows the time 8:15. A text from Christine reads, "Hurry up, we're starting in 15.
Hey. Should we go somewhere else?
Look, this has been a really nice surprise, but I do kind of have a work thing.
Okay. I do have to tell you something. Mm-hmm. It is very... very bad luck to open a bottle of wine and not finish it, and I'm just only telling you this for your own personal safety.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm already feeling pretty lucky. Yeah. Okay, if I make it through the night, will you call me tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. See you next time.
Okay.
Billy gets up and leaves through a beaded doorway curtain.
And now, what you've all been waiting for...
So, Melissa?
The self-portrait of Haitian artist Rose Porter. I know.
Beaming, Billy watches Christine.
Anyway, that's enough of me. Thank you so much. Eat and drink things and look at some art. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Christine side-eyes Billy and walks across the gallery to her.
Chris. Well, that was a really great speech.
Bullshit. You barely caught the end of it. But it was incredible. Thank you so much. Yeah. Sucks to be you. Yep.
So, you know, I decided that I think schmoozing British people might be my favorite part of this show.
Okay, yeah. But remember, we...
do it for the culture.
Thank you.
All right. Come on. Go be cute. Sell some paintings.
Billy starts to walk away. Christine grabs her hand.
Hey. I'll see you at the after party.
Yeah, I'll be there. Hey, stop.
Christine playfully smacks Billy's butt. Billy keenly focuses on the wall-length black-and-white self-portrait of Rose. It displays a solemn woman with a tear streaming down her cheek. Billy drifts toward the photo. Rose, the artist, watches her from afar. Billy looks into Rose's dark eyes in the portrait. She slowly spins around. The portrait looming behind her disappears, replaced by a lively party. Billy blinks and looks around. She turns and spots Christine, who smiles at her from a chair on a patio. Billy joins Christine on the chair.
It was just...
there's a small nick on her leg.
I don't remember. It's a real shocker, right?
Rose watches the two cuddle from afar.
Chris, I thought we weren't doing this anymore.
Why wouldn't we want to have fun anymore?
Christine kisses her neck and feels her leg.
We talked about this.
The two women kiss in the bathroom. Billy stops kissing Christine and droops her head.
Billy?
Hey.
Hey, you okay? Look at me, Billy. Billy?
Blood trickles out of Billy's nose. Her eyes become amber-colored. Dazed, she appears at another place, then returns to the bathroom.
Another.
Hey, you okay?
Another.
Billy, look at me! Billy!
his flash.
Another? Miss.
Billy looks at the waiter.
Sorry?
Would you like another glass?
No. Thank you, though.
Billy sits at her table. The woman eyes her from the bar.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. I don't need the menu. That's okay. Could I get 2 glasses of Tempranillo, please?
She saunters over to Billy with wine in hand.
Sorry, have we met?
She puts down her glass and extends her hand.
I'm Alex. Billy.
Billy smiles and shakes her hand. Alex takes a seat across from Billy at her table.
Bad day.
Billy grins.
Yeah, a no-show.
Ouch. Yeah, never trust the internet.
Yeah, that is what I'm starting to think. Mm-hmm. It's so much better to meet someone in person.
Billy sips her wine, then examines the glass.
Oh, this is not what I had before.
It's a reserved Tempranillo. I hope you like it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I do have to get going.
It's just one drink, and then you can disappear on me.
I guess one more won't kill me.
The waiter fills a wine glass. Billy checks her phone. It's 8:15. A text from Christine reads, "Hurry up, we're starting in 15. Alex eyes the screen.
Hey. Should we go somewhere else?
Look, this has been a really nice surprise. But I do kind of have a work thing. Will you call me tomorrow?
See you next time.
Self-portrait of Haitian artist Rose Quartz.
Bullshit. Caught the end of it. But it was pretty good. Thank you.
Billy's eyes flutter as she stares at the photo.
It was this.
Christine looks at the nick on Billy's leg.
I don't remember. It's a real shocker, right? Chris, I thought we weren't doing this anymore.
Christine kisses Billy's neck. Rose watches them. Billy spots her and wrinkles her brow.
I'll be back.
What?
Billy stands up and approaches Rose.
Excuse me, Rose. It's Billy. Hey, congratulations on your opening.
It is such an honor to present your work.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you to say. But actually, I have to be going now, so thank you again.
Wait, is everything okay?
Yeah. Can we,
The two of them step to the side. Rose holds a finger up.
The blackouts, the headaches, they're only getting worse, right?
You know about my illness. How can you know about my illness?
Rose holds her two hands up and searches Billy's expression. She struggles to form words. Rose grips Billy's head.
Just try to remember.
Images flash of the man with milky eyes.
Rose, hi. I'm so sorry. I've been neglecting you. Can I get you something to eat or drink?
No. Are you sure? Actually just leaving.
Are you sure?
Thank you so much. Yes.
It's lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Christine faces Billy.
What the fuck was that?
Billy steps back, turns around, and walks away. Billy checks her reflection in the bathroom mirror. Tears stream down her face. Rose's portrait flashes. Billy looks away. Christine enters.
Hey. You okay?
Billy dabs at her face with a paper towel before turning.
Yeah, I'm good.
Christine puts her hands in her pockets.
I'm sorry if I came on a bit. Just help.
Billy grabs Christine's face and kisses her. Christine presses Billy against the wall, and they continue to kiss until Billy's head droops.
Billy? Hey, you okay? Look at me, Billy. What is it?
Blood trickles out of Billy's nose. Her eyes become amber. Dazed, she appears at the bar and returns to the bathroom.
Another.
Hey, you okay?
Another.
Billy, look at me!
You do this a lot? Thanks for telling me. I guess one more won't kill me.
A fizzy drink is poured into a clear glass.
Here you go.
Billy and Alex sit at the bar together with drinks.
You know what's crazy?
Like, I know we just met, but I feel like I know you.
Maybe we knew each other in a past life.
Oh, okay. I like that. I think that means we can skip past all of this bullshit small talk and just get straight to the good stuff. I'm sorry. Is this too much?
No.
It's just like we just met and I'm already unpacking all of my baggage.
No, it's good. I like it.
Really?
Yes, I want to know you.
Good. Okay. Well, in that case, it's your turn to overshare.
Oof, okay. What do you want to know?
Oh, I know. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was complicated. My parents wanted me to be perfect. Like if I didn't get straight A's, I didn't get dinner. Or if my room was messy, my parents would lock me in my room until it was spotless.
Damn, I'm so sorry that your parents wouldn't let you mess up. You know what? I happen to think that messy is pretty sexy.
Alex leans back in her seat and smiles. Billy checks her phone. It's 8:41. There are no messages.
Shit. This has been really, really incredible, but I'm late for this thing and it's pretty important. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. See you next time.
Wait, do you want to come to this work party with me? Like, I don't know if you like art at all, but if you do, I can promise you're going to see some really stunning pieces. Oh, God. Impromptu plus one invite's too much, right?
No, yes. I want to come. I didn't think you were going to ask me.
Okay. Great. Hey, can we get the check? These are all by Rose Porter. I really love her work. She splits her time between Little Haiti and Haiti.
Oh, wow.
It's a great perspective, I think.
It's beautiful.
Hey.
Hi.
Have you heard from Christine today?
No, why?
She didn't show up tonight. I've been calling and texting. No response.
That's really strange. She's never missed an opening.
Yeah, well, you talk to her? Let her know she owes me around.
Yeah, sure.
Alex chuckles to herself.
That was intense.
Billy's disposition darkens. She quickly checks her phone.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, it's just someone MIA who's usually pretty responsible, so it's strange.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Show me around.
Yes, I would absolutely love to show you around.
Billy takes her hand.
So, you put all of this together yourself?
Well, it's a team effort. I'm more or less the curator role. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who goes out into the community, mm-hmm. and I find rising talent. Believe it or not, the fine art world can be pretty exclusionary.
Hmm.
Surprise, surprise. You know, we're just really trying to pull up some more seats at the table.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing.
Yeah. Billy grabs her hand and leads her to Rose's black and white portrait.
Oh. Isn't it beautiful?
Hmm. It's really something.
They hold hands and admire the portrait.
I should go find the artist. You want to meet her?
No.
Alex shakes her head and gazes into Billy's eyes. Their lips draw closer together, almost meeting.
I want to go home.
Alex pulls back and starts to lead Billy toward the gallery exit. Rose spots the two leaving together and stares with wide eyes. City lights twinkle at night. Billy and Alex enter a dimly lit, upscale city loft.
Make yourself at home.
Wow. Damn, this place is incredible. Are these you?
I modeled a couple times when I was younger.
Yeah?
It was a long time ago.
Well, they are very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Alex gently places a record player's needle down on the record.
Only one love.
Billy walks out onto the balcony, and Alex follows.
Only one.
They look deeply into each other's eyes. Billy rests her hand on Alex's cheek. They lean in for a kiss, but draw back before their lips touch. Their lips finally meet. Billy gently holds Alex's neck.
too easy.
Alex tilts her head and continues to kiss Billy. Billy falls onto a bed, and Alex leans on top of her as they make out.
Hey.
Continues to kiss Billy. Billy rubs her hand against Alex's skin. They lie in bed, naked. Alex's hand reaches down, and Billy arches her back in pleasure. Hands clutch a bloody abdomen. The wine glass falls to the floor and shatters. Billy wakes up in bed. Blankets cover her bare chest.
Hey.
Alex turns Billy toward her.
Hey.
Alex rests her hand on Billy's chest and looks her up and down.
You okay? Your heart is, like, racing.
Yeah. I've been having these nightmares. I keep seeing myself die over and over. I don't know, it's probably just my subconscious freaking out about the future or something.
Hey. You're fine. You're safe. You're here with me. So I'm gonna make us breakfast.
Oh, she cooks too?
Oh, she cooks? And she's very good at it?
Is there anything that you're not good at?
I haven't found it yet.
They kiss. Billy rubs Alex's back. Wearing a long white button-down shirt, Billy saunters into the kitchen. She sits at the island as Alex cooks.
Hey. Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Bon appetit.
Alex brings her eggs, sausage, and asparagus.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you're single, I gotta say.
Well, actually, I was engaged for a while.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, she thought we weren't right for each other.
Mm.
And then she cheated on me.
Wow.
Alex reaches for Billy's hand.
And then I met someone smart and funny, beautiful, and sweet in a way that I really wish I could be.
Mm. Let's just take this slow.
Oh? I mean, I can do slow.
Good. You know I'm only in it for the breakfast, right?
Just wait till you try my pancakes, then.
They both flop down on a bed and make out. A plate of pancakes slides forward on a table. Billy licks her finger. Both women drink champagne together. They make out in bed again. Billy wraps her arm around Alex as they walk together. Billy and Alex sit on a bench and admire the ocean view. Alex gently rests her head against Billy's shoulder as Billy kisses the top of her head. Billy brushes her teeth. She pulls the shower handle up. Water streams out of the shower head. Billy lets the water wash over her body. Her hair is tied up in a bun with a bandana covering most of her head. She looks to the door and shuts off the water. Billy clutches her neck. Images flash. Billy struggles underwater and flails. Alex grinds pepper in the kitchen. Billy breathes heavily. Someone keeps her underwater. Billy's thrown against the shower wall and falls to the ground. A white light comes into focus. Billy gasps and opens her eyes. A medical machine hovers over her. She struggles to get up but is bound to the medical bed.
Billy, calm down. It's Dr. Ortiz. You're all right. I'm powering the machine down.
She sits up.
It's okay, thanks.
Dr. Ortiz stands by her.
You suffered a concussion. Your x-rays are fine, no fractures or damage to the skull, but these results, they aren't like anything I've observed before. When it comes to your blackouts, to me, it doesn't look like typical early-onset Alzheimer's or any obvious signs of pre-dementia, but it is clearly affecting the area of your brain involved in the experience and perception of time.
Alex drives Billy home. Billy dully looks out the car window.
open them.
Alex leads her to a dinner patio.
Wow! Dave! What are these?
Photos of them smiling line the tables. Billy picks one up and examines it.
Thank you. What is this for?
I just want you to know that no matter what, I'll keep your memories safe for you. And I'll always be here.
Alex softly smiles and holds Billy's hands at the table.
So what do you say? You want to make this official?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They sip champagne. Alex narrows her eyes and looks at the glass, then at the waiter.
What the fuck? Did you not chill the champagne?
I'm sorry, they must have forgotten.
This is $1,000 bottle, you realize that?
I'm sorry, miss, but there's no need to talk to me.
Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck am I paying you for then? God damn it! Jesus fucking Christ!
Billy loses focus, and her vision blurs. She rapidly blinks her eyes. Champagne is poured into a glass.
Should we make this official? Yeah?
Yes.
Good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Billy sips her champagne.
Don't waste it.
Billy drinks wine in bed with Alex, who sits beside her. Alex kisses her neck.
I love you.
I love you too.
Ooh. Billy drops her glass and it shatters on the floor. She lies back on the pillows. Alex scoots closer. Billy looks up drowsily.
Baby.
Alex leans over her. Alex rubs Billy's cheek as she goes in and out of consciousness.
You out?
Alex pats her cheek.
Okay, good.
Alex opens a drawer. She pulls out a black box and turns the key inside. Billy blearily looks over.
What?
There are empty vials and vials of red liquid inside. Alex pulls out an empty vial, then removes a small hidden scalpel from her crystal necklace. Billy's head lolls to the side. Alex nicks her skin. Billy struggles to make words. Alex collects a blood sample in the vial.
What are you doing?
Shh. It's okay. Just go back to sleep.
Billy closes her eyes. Traffic flows smoothly through the sunny streets.
How did it go? What was the surprise?
Oh, God. We drank so much. I actually don't remember some of the night.
Oh, my God.
But we did make it official.
Congratulations. Oh, this is so much better than the toxic shit Christine put you through.
Yeah, I can't believe she ghosted me. And the gallery. But we'll talk more later, okay?
Okay, love you. Talk soon. Bye.
Billy ends the video call and starts music. She begins her run. She runs down the sidewalks and darts past pedestrians. The man with milky eyes stands in the middle of the sidewalk and stares Billy down. She recoils and stops. He holds his carved wooden bowl.
Songez, Billy. Songez. Attendez.
The man walks toward Billy. She steps back, turns around, and runs away. Time passes, and cars buzz across a bridge. Alex looks at her phone. It's 5:12. A reminder reads, 6-month anniversary dinner. She begins to scroll through a photo feed of Billy with her friend.
So this is our private cabana?
Wow, it's so beautiful.
Enjoy dinner.
Thank you. Hi, baby.
Happy 6 months.
I'm so sorry that I'm late. It just took forever to get our check.
Yeah, no worries. Looked like you guys were having a good time.
Yes. Well, you know, she doesn't get to get out much. So when she does, she definitely turns up.
Well, must be brutal. Having a hangover with a kid?
So embarrassing. Do you have a problem with Kim?
Why would I have a problem with Kim? I don't even know Kim.
I know, but it's just, you know, I've been trying to get you to meet her, and you always seem to have some kind of an attitude around it.
Sorry, you think I have an attitude around it?
A little.
Around what? around my girlfriend going out and getting fucking wasted with another woman acting like a fucking...
Sweetie?
Billy stares ahead, dazed.
Sweetie.
She blinks.
Sorry. I had another moment.
It's okay, sweetie. We were just talking about Kim. I was saying I want to meet her.
Oh, Kim? Yeah. Yeah, that... I would love that.
Yeah?
Maybe this weekend.
Sure.
Billy and Alex walk through a park together.
Don't be nervous.
Honestly, I'm not nervous.
Oh, really?
And why did you change three times? I don't know. I think I'm just not like you. You know, I'm not good with kids. They just like to leak and spill and smear on me.
Oh, do you not want to have kids?
I don't want dirt.
Oh, thank God you are here. Debbie from the PTA wants to get into that whole field trip budget thing again.
No, again?
Yeah, dude.
What is this? Oh, I have no idea. I don't know, I must have just scraped it and didn't notice. This is for Jake.
Oh, and this is for us. You must be Alex. And, I love you. Let me, go find some cups. I'll be right back.
Okay. See, I told you.
Billy!
Hey, Jakey!
Jake runs over to them, but trips and falls.
Ooh! Oh, you're okay. You got chocolate all over your hand.
What happened?
Sorry, poor thingy just kind of fell.
You're gonna be fine. Come here. He's fine. He just got a little scared, right? I'm gonna go and get him cleaned up. You two talk, all right?
There's wipes on...
I got him. Come on, Jake, this way.
Billy brings Jake to a bench to clean him up. Alex and Kim stand together.
So what's your secret?
Sorry?
Our girl over there is the happiest I've ever seen her.
Really good sex.
Huh.
And also, you know, I'm kind of looking out for her, so.
Looking out for her how?
Well, you know, I think she's been having a really hard time at work. And, you know, she's really worried about you and Jake. I think the stress is making her memory a little bit worse, so I'm just trying to help her decompress.
Wait, worried about us how?
Well, she said you guys are having some money trouble.
Oh, we're fine.
Honestly, she did mention that she was thinking maybe it'd be a good idea to slow down your girls' nights a little bit, maybe so you can save some money.
She didn't mention that to me.
Yeah, and she's a little afraid of hurting your feelings.
Kim looks over at Billy, who smiles and waves.
Hey.
Kim awkwardly waves back.
Listen. If you need anything at all, please feel free to ask, okay?
Yeah, it was really nice to meet you, Alex. But, excuse me, I better get back to Jake.
Okay.
High five?
Yeah.
Oh! I love you.
I'll take it from here.
Oh, are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Alex pulls out her phone. Billy walks back over.
Is he gonna live?
Sure.
You good?
Yeah, what did you two talk about?
Actually, she said something really weird to me.
Oh, really? Weird how?
Well, you know, she said she was worried that you were getting a little more forgetful, and then she said she was worried about leaving you alone with Jake.
What?
And then she said something about an aide, which I said was completely unnecessary.
An aide? Why would she say that? That's crazy.
I don't know. I think maybe she just had a lot of wine or something. I think she's just trying to help, sweetheart.
Yeah, should we go and get some cake?
Yeah, sure, whatever you want.
Let's go.
Okay.
They hold hands and walk over to a party table. Multicolored lights flash inside a bowling alley.
I used to come here all the time with my mom.
Really?
Yep. Okay, you get us some grown-up drinks. I'm gonna take care of the music.
Okay.
Alex stops at the bar. Billy approaches the jukebox. Billy smiles and searches the music selection as Alex takes a seat. Billy selects a song and saunters back over to Alex.
Only one love. My darling.
Billy twirls and smiles at Alex, who smiles back. Billy takes a seat next to Alex.
You remembered. Come on, how could I forget?
And your drink.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The waiter leaves. They hold their drinks up.
Cheers. Cheers.
The two sip their drinks. Billy rests her chin on her hand and peers into Alex's eyes.
What? I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I'm not seeing all of you.
You know everything about me.
Do I? Trust me. I do.
Alex smiles weakly.
Yeah.
They deeply kiss.
Move in with me.
What? We've been dating 6 months. It's practically a lifetime.
Let me think about it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, let's go and take a photo.
Come on,
okay? Come on, okay?
Billy holds her hand and leads her over to a photo booth. Billy pulls back the booth curtain, gesturing for Alex to step in. They pose for photos with cheeky expressions. Memories flash. Jake runs up to Alex and puts dirty hands on her shirt.
What the fuck?
Ugh, you little shit! God damn it! God! Fucking hell!
Sweetie?
Bonjour, Virginie.
Are you okay?
Put your mouth on me.
Hey.
Billy's head droops. She wakes up in a hospital bed.
Billy?
How are you feeling?
Kim sits beside Billy as she comes to.
Where's Alex?
Getting coffee. She's,
Billy.
So you got any idea what's going on this time?
I wish I had better news. We're definitely seeing an acceleration of memory loss, and the odds are that your case is in line with your maternal history. However, none of your tests have given us conclusive results. We're doing everything we can.
Hey. Hey. What'd I miss? The deterioration's got a lot worse.
Billy, I'll come in, check in on you later.
Thanks. Love you.
Dr. Ortiz steps out. Kim leaves, too. Alex holds Billy's hand.
This isn't right. Like, you shouldn't be here. You should be home with me. Like, I can take care of you. Baby, I promise you, if you move in with me, everything is gonna be fine.
I just need a little bit more time to think about it.
What the fuck is there to think about?
Billy lifts her head and eyes Alex.
Sorry, what if things could be better?
I love you, but you can't fix this.
But what if I could fix it? What if I could give you the perfect life that you always wanted? Wouldn't you want that?
Perfection?
Yeah.
No. No, actually, I really wouldn't want that. That's not... For me, the tough stuff, that is what makes a relationship real. You know, sometimes I actually just wish that we would fight more.
You want me to fight with you? To what? To prove that I love you?
No, I want you to show me who you are. Like, the real you.
Alex frowns and looks down.
This is who I really am.
Sometimes it feels like you're holding back.
I'm just trying to make things better for you.
Billy leans back in bed.
Could you just hand me my purse? I have to tell work.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Alex hands her the purse. Billy pulls out a postcard with Rose's self-portrait on it. It says, "Remember."
What's this? Mom.
Billy examines it. Alex watches, then gets up.
I'm sorry, I have to go. Sorry, it's work.
Really? Well, right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I'll see. Maybe Kim can take me home.
Okay, great.
Hey, babe, are you sure that everything's okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just really have to go. I'll call you in a bit, okay?
Okay.
Alex leaves. Billy examines the postcard again. Billy and Kim walk to the reception desk.
Hi, could I check out, please? Billy Jackson?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
Do you want to talk about it? I can give you a ride, we can grab a bite.
What were you talking about earlier when you mentioned Alex?
Kim steps away as Billy signs out.
Hey, you've had a long day. Sure we want to go down that road?
Thank you. Kim, don't talk to me like a fucking child. Talk to me like an adult.
Okay, fine. I don't like that you're telling Alex my business.
What? She's my partner. Of course I'm gonna fucking talk to her about you.
About how poor we are?
What?
Listen, I just don't like that you and your rich girlfriend are sitting there pitying me.
Oh my God, what are you even talking about?
She told me what you said about not wanting to hang out to save money.
I never said that.
Yeah, well, maybe you just don't remember.
Billy tilts her head and leans back. She exits the hospital. Kim drops her head.
Billy, I didn't mean that.
Billy walks away. Kim watches her go from the door. A photo of Billy and an older woman sits on Billy's console table. They smile together. Billy drinks a glass of wine in her kitchen. She picks up her phone. Billy looks at old photos of her and Christine together. She looks at a selfie of Christine, captioned, "Getting very close to opening." Billy opens her laptop. It auto-signs her in. She types up an email. It reads, "Hey, Christine, this no-contact thing is really too much. I haven't heard from you in a while. Is everything okay?" An automatic response populates. "Dear colleagues, I am no longer with the Miami Gallery. I have opened a new gallery in Bali. I will have limited access to email as I devote more time to my artist. All the best with your creative endeavors. Best, Christine Syed." Billy grabs her phone and calls Alex. Medical vials and Rose's postcard litter a side table. Wearing black gloves, Alex sets down a syringe and answers her phone.
Hey, baby.
Where are you?
I'm just at work.
Why, what's up?
I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Baby, it's gonna be okay, I promise.
No, it's not
just my memory. It's like I just feel like everything is crumbling around me, and I feel so alone.
Sweetie, I'm here for you. I swear, I'm gonna take care of you. I just really think that everything would be a lot better if we just got our own place.
What, Alex? I'm not even calling you about that. I don't like this pressure that you're putting on me.
I just think I can really
help you through this transition, sweetheart.
Alex, I don't need a nurse.
I'm not suggesting that. I just think that you need someone who loves you, who can take care of you.
I need some time to think, okay? This is my shit, and I don't want to drag you into it.
Okay, well, I just hope you figure it out before it's too late.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just mean that in your condition, who is gonna love you?
You know, this is what girlfriends do. The tough stuff, you know?
Billy looks at her purse.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let me sleep on everything, okay? I think I just need some time to think.
I promise I'll be okay.
I love you.
Billy hangs up. She fishes the "Remember" postcard out of her purse. She examines the crying black and white portrait and flips to the handwritten word, remember. Billy puts it down and searches Rose Porter, artist. Billy scrolls through Rose's website. It displays different pictures of her and her portrait. A photo of Alex posing is on the page. Billy studies the photo with a wrinkled brow. Billy searches Rose Porter, Alex Bishop. Pictures of Rose and Alex together appear. One picture shows Rose hovering over Alex and hugging her. They both smile broadly. Billy grabs her phone and calls Alex again, but hangs up. She puts it in her purse and instead searches Rose Porter's studio. An address pops up. Glistening water surrounds the city of Miami. Traffic crawls across a bridge that leads into the city. A suburb is lined with houses and trees. Billy trots up the steps outside of Rose's studio. She knocks on the front door. Billy puts her ear to the door.
Miss Porter?
A shower runs inside. Portrait postcards are stacked on a table. Billy explores the exterior. She knocks on the open glass door in the back.
Rose?
Billy enters through the sliding door. She climbs a spiral staircase.
Rose? Hey, it's Billy from the gallery. Your door was open. I just wanted to make sure that you're okay. Rose?
She looks around the second floor landing. Billy rounds a corner and peeks into the bathroom. Rose lies on the shower tile floor. Her wrist bleeds out. Billy rushes over and sees the pool of blood around Rose. She pulls back and shakes her head. She spins around. A symbol matching the one on the milky-eyed man's bowl appears on a bowl in Rose's house. Images of him carving his bowl flash. Billy's eyelids droop. She blinks. Billy slowly reaches out and brushes her fingers against the symbol. Memories flash. Billy carries Rose's large bowl into her own house. She places it down and opens it. A photo of Christine and Alex are inside, amongst other things.
Have you heard from Christine? She didn't show up tonight.
Alex walks in. Billy closes the bowl.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry, I was just worried. I hadn't heard from you, so just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, no, I'm doing a lot better now.
Are you sure?
Alex holds Billy's hand that rests on the bowl. Alex examines her expression, then starts to look at the bowl. Billy grabs her hand.
You know what, I had a question for you.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Do you know an artist named Rose Porter?
Alex looks off, then puts a hand on her hip.
Wait, she's a photographer, right?
Yeah, one of our artists. We were at her show the night we met.
Yeah, no, I think, I think we shot together, maybe once or twice, back when I was still modeling. Why?
She killed herself today.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, sweetheart, you know, she's an artist. They're so unpredictable.
Alex, she didn't change her fucking hair color. She's dead. Did you know her?
I just said I think we shot together once or twice.
Sure.
What does that mean?
It means that I think that you knew Rose Porter better than you're saying, and I don't understand why you're not being honest about it.
What makes you think that?
There are pictures of you on the internet, Alex.
Yes, because I was in her show. I went to it.
There's photos of you two together. What happened between you and Rose?
Look, I didn't want to make it weird. I didn't want you to get mad.
Well, now I'm fucking mad. Just tell me, who was she?
She was my ex.
And?
And what? And nothing. We dated. We broke up. Look, she was in therapy, and then she wasn't in therapy. I don't know. She probably went off her meds or something if she slit her wrist. She was always threatening to hurt herself. It was hard.
What? What did you just say?
Which part?
About slitting her wrist. I never said that.
Yes, you did. You just said that.
No, Alex, I didn't.
Billy, between the two of us, which one of us do you think has the better memory?
Oh, fuck you, Alex.
Alex flings a plate at her.
Don't you ever talk to me like that. Ever. You have no idea what I do for you. Swear to God, sometimes I wish you could remember.
Billy grabs a knife.
Get the fuck out of my apartment, Alex, now! Now, get the fuck out!
She points the knife at Alex, who smirks at her.
Get the fuck out.
Okay.
Alex shrugs.
Whatever you want. See you next time.
Alex leaves through the front door. Billy shuts and locks it. Alex gets in her car and starts driving.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Billy opens the bowl again and goes through the other objects. She looks at a medallion and rubs her head. Billy flips through a journal. Several pages read, "Get the crystal." Most pages are blank. She finds a single folded-up slip of paper near the end of the journal and plucks it out. Billy opens the paper. It describes Alex's necklace and incantation. Billy's mouth falls open. She puts down the journal and picks up a USB drive. Billy plugs in the drive and slams down the journal next to her laptop. She plays a video on the drive. Billy and Rose stand near the milky-eyed man.
Wait, what are you doing? Why are you recording this? So that this time, we can remember. Remember what?
The truth. Ça dangereux, on mène la connaît capable de tout ça.
On est ça, mais obligé faire ça, okay? Can someone just tell me what the fuck is going on?
Alex's red car speeds across a bridge.
Have you been having weird dreams? Flashes of memories that feel so real, but you can't remember having them. They happened. Alex has been erasing them, resetting the days over and over and over. What?
Alex runs up her stairs. She opens her drawer and pulls out the black metal box with blood vials. She takes a blood vial and scoops out a sample with a hidden blade inside of her rock necklace.
Have you ever love someone so much you do anything to keep them?
Is that what this is about? Are you still in love with Alex?
Alex left me. I was alone and desperate to get her back. I had so much heartache and disappointment that I fell into a dark place, which led me to the crystal. This crystal has the power to reset any moment in a person's lifetime.
Gain prix. Toujours gain prix.
All right, this is really crazy.
Montre-tu ma ligne, Liu.
The cuts on your body that you can't explain. Your blood is fueling the crystal.
And her obsession is making it worse.
Why are you telling me all of this?
Because I started this, and I need to fix it.
When Alex figured out the power in the crystal, she almost killed me to take it. The crystal changes you. I did things that I'm not proud of. I hurt people. And so I know that she'll do anything to keep you.
Alex slathers the crystal with Billy's blood. She inserts the blade back inside.
Say that I believe any of this, which I don't. What can I do
to stop her from just resetting everything again?
Vous capable de songer de s'expliquer le melkoui.
He said that he tried to help you, but you ran away. He's been trying to watch over you. Songer, it means remember.
I mean, I didn't understand. I didn't know.
When Alex stole the crystal, I came to Papa Gis. He's been helping me ever since.
Vous-même. Vous menez malédiction dans Kaila. Ça, c'est pas l'énergie haïtienne.
He says I brought in a curse.
Ça, c'est pas l'énergie moun qui croit dans mon Dieu.
That energy is not Haitian.
Tendez, ça, c'est sa magique lié.
It's blood magic.
Ça, c'est avec Kemon Gouf qui a découpé. Pas gagné rien de mal qu'à rentrer là-dedans.
He motions to Rose's bowl.
Anything you put in this box will be protected from the reversal of the crystal. I began writing myself notes every day with the dates on them. And when the date started repeating, I knew she started. I tried following Alex, but she warned me that if I kept interfering in her life, she'd kill me.
Ti slotnok oi, el oi, denir wer. Ifiri kastul.
You should be writing this down and putting it in the box in case she's resetting it as we speak. You have to hurry, Billy. Your brain can't take much more. Too many time loops will kill you.
Billy grabs a pen and jots a note down in the journal. Alex is reversing time. She rubs her forehead, then continues writing. Alex chants.
Tower, Edna, Strait.
Billy tucks the postcard into the journal, then collapses.
El Oi, Denir Ware. Ifiri Castul, Tower, Edna, Strait.
Billy struggles to get the journal to the wooden bowl-shaped box. She crawls on the ground towards it. Billy reaches up and pulls the box down. She plops the journal inside. Billy's nose begins to bleed. Alex cups the powerful stone in her hands and she chants. Billy grabs the top of the box. The laptop sits open on her desk.
That was really fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Billy and Alex kiss before Alex leaves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you. My place tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get home safe.
Bye.
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 Billy shuts the door and dabs her finger under her nose. She rubs her fingers together before the wooden box catches her eye. Billy opens it and pulls out the journal inside. She flips open the pages and reads, "Don't trust Alex." Billy climbs up Alex's home staircase and goes into her bedroom. She pulls out the black metal box in the side drawer. Billy opens the metal box and sees vials of blood inside.
What?
She pulls out a vial and examines the blood inside. Dried blood is crusted under Billy's nostril. She continues to read the journal. She flips to another page. Remember Jake's birthday party?
You little shit!
Alex pushes Jake down. Billy finds the Rose postcard that reads, "Remember."
God damn it! She's gonna fucking cry. Fucking wasted with someone else. You just ruined our entire night. Acting like a fucking whore.
Billy rapidly blinks. She reads, "Get the crystal."
I need you to get that crystal. And when you do,
please reset time back to before I met Alex. After that, give the crystal to Papa Juicy. Just don't keep it. You cannot control its power. Billy, you are the only person that can end this. Do you understand?
Billy opens the slip of paper with the incantation.
Practice the spell. You'll need to know the magic in order for it to work.
Billy puts the contents back in the box and shuts it. Clouds race across the sky as day turns into night. Alex opens up her bedside drawer and pulls out the black metal box. She unlocks and opens it before taking off her crystal necklace and placing it inside. Billy approaches her from behind. Billy pulls up the duvet and slides into bed. Alex lies down beside her. Billy stares straight up at the ceiling as Alex turns and looks at her. Alex rolls over and places her hand on Billy's chest. Billy continues to aimlessly stare at the ceiling as Alex begins to kiss her neck. Billy pushes Alex off of her and onto her back. She lets go of her wrists and turns to lie back down. She faces away from Alex. Alex scoots up to Billy's back and spoons her. Billy keeps her back to Alex. Billy's chest rises and falls as she breathes. Her eyes stare ahead. The next morning, Alex ties her checkered black and white shoe. She wears a red crystal necklace.
So, there's somewhere I've been thinking about taking you to. My parents have this great house out by the shore. Thought it might be nice for us to get away. Just the two of us?
She looks back at Billy, who smiles in bed. Alex's red car zips across a bridge away from Miami. Yachts are docked outside the harbor surrounding the city. The car continues through winding neighborhood roads. They drive up to a large white house with modern architecture.
You had this the whole time.
It's really not that big of a deal.
What else have you been keeping from me?
Billy gives a playful smile, but drops it once Alex exits the car. They both approach the entrance. Alex opens the front door and walks inside. Billy follows after her. High-end, minimalistic white leather furniture fills the space. The house overlooks water.
Oh. This is your parents' place?
Yeah. One of them.
Are they joining us this weekend?
Not unless the weather changes in Ibiza.
Oh, okay.
You wanna go swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, you can get changed in there if you want.
Okay.
You wanna check the pool?
Alex opens a sliding glass door and walks into the backyard. Billy clutches her purse and watches her. Billy enters the bathroom and shuts the door. She rushes over to the bathroom counter, puts her purse down, and digs inside. She pulls out the leather journal and flips it open before looking at a reflection in the mirror. She traces her fingers across text.
Sorry, Ro Anim.
checks behind her and continues to frantically practice the journal's incantation. Clouds gather in the sky and lights dot the horizon from distant buildings. They reflect off the water's surface. Billy carries a tray out to the pool. Alex swims.
Babe.
Hey. I cut up some fruit.
Oh, that's nice.
Mmm.
She puts the tray down on a table and eyes the crystal necklace lying on another.
Where's the wine?
What do you mean?
I don't know. A place this nice must have an amazing collection.
I mean, they do, but when do you get in? I mean, let's swim now, and then we can get shit-faced later if that's what you want to do.
Oh, come on. I thought we were on vacation, though.
We are.
Babe, I thought you said you were going to take care of me.
I am.
Please.
Really? Fine. Whatever you want.
Billy sits down and eats a piece of fruit as Alex steps out of the pool. Alex wraps a towel around her waist and leaves to get the wine. Billy intently watches her.
Hey. I love you.
I love you. Be right back.
Alex enters the house. Billy stands up and quickly picks up the crystal necklace off the table. Billy's back straightens. Memory flashes overtake her. Billy hands a present to Alex. They walk on the beach. Alex rests her head against Billy's shoulder.
You know what, Alex?
I'm done. I'm fucking done with this.
Fuck you. Nobody will love you. Nobody else is gonna love
you. You wanna make this official?
Move in with me.
I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry.
I do everything. Alex, it's over.
You're gonna end up alone.
Alex, you did it. You fucking broke up. Don't touch me.
Break up with me if you want to, but I'll see you soon.
I can't do this anymore. Do
you fucking whore.
Get the fuck away from me, fucking bitch. You fucking broke up. It's over.
See you in a minute.
Dazed Billy stares ahead as her days and outfits shift. The background around her changes between memories. Flashes show her at the bar, at the art gallery, running, and home. Crystal sips out of Billy's grip, and she holds it by the chain. Alex approaches with a bottle of wine.
I found one. It's your favorite. Baby.
Billy turns to face Alex. Blood drips out of her nostril. Alex spots the blood and the necklace in her hand. Alex shakes her head.
You did it again.
The crystal dangles by the gold chain.
Well,
Alex puts the bottle down.
You know, I guess I had to know. You don't even know how to use that thing. Do you even know who you are right now?
Billy stares ahead with a sweaty brow and a vacant stare.
Jesus Christ, I mean, what would you even do without me, honey? You proposed to me here once, you know. We were so happy. Oh, God, but it was closer to 8 months. I've been rushing. I keep trying to speed things up. It's just like, I'm so fucking tired, Billy. How did you figure it out this time?
Billy remains expressionless.
Hey. You're blacked out. Doesn't matter. I'll figure it out eventually.
Billy begins to blink and struggles to make words.
Rose, I know.
Hmm?
Rose, I know. I know what you did.
Oh, my God. Come on. I did that to protect us. They don't mean anything.
What did you do to Christine?
What did I do? You cheated on me with her. Yes.
No.
You did.
I would never do.
Yeah? And it turns out your weakness is just specifically for her, so I didn't really have a choice. It was the easiest thing was just to remove her from the equation. I do have to admit, I think killing that bitch might be the only thing that I really enjoyed about all this.
Why? Why would you do all this?
Why?
Alex puts her hand on Billy's cheeks.
Because we're meant to be together.
every time you leave me, you tell me that we're not right for each other, and you're wrong.
This isn't you, Alex, please.
I'm just trying to fix the things that aren't perfect. I just want to make you happy.
It was never my mom's dementia. My memory loss. That's your fault.
I know. But sweetie, we only have to do this a few more times. We're so close. We're so close. It's almost done. You're gonna be so happy.
That's not real, Alex. None of this. This isn't real. Please.
Okay, stop it. I'm gonna need you to give that back now. This is taking too long. Come on.
Billy looks at the crystal in her hands.
What if I don't?
I don't think you really want to go there.
Go where? You said that you would never hurt me. And I believe you. Because I don't think you could if you love me.
Sweetheart. Oh, honey. Love is the tough stuff. Do you have any idea
drowns Billy. Alex smothers Billy with a pillow.
Alex, it's over.
Alex stabs Billy in the abdomen with a knife. Billy clutches her stomach and sees blood covering her hands.
That was so...
Oh, God. It's all in the past now, honey. This time, it's gonna be perfect.
Alex, the crystal necklace.
You did the right thing.
Alex turns. Billy still grips half the crystal in her hand with a sharp scalpel end. Alex notices part of the stone is missing right as Billy stabs her in the neck. Alex grabs the wine bottle and clubs Billy. It breaks. She falls to the ground.
God fucking damn it! What the fuck did I tell you? I told you, you have to fucking trust me! You don't fucking listen, that's the problem. This is why we have to do this over and fucking over.
Billy struggles on the ground.
Baby, I know you don't mean it, but you can't do this, okay? We're almost there. All you have to do is trust me. That's why we have to do this so many times. I know you don't mean it, it's okay. But you can't do this. It's okay. We're gonna get it right next time, okay? It's okay.
Sorry.
I know you are.
Billy grabs part of the broken wine bottle and stabs Alex with it. Alex lies on the ground, holding her bleeding stomach. She reaches for the crystal, but Billy grabs it.
No! No! Stop. Give it to me. Baby, please. Please, stop. I love you. I love you, please.
She rubs Alex's blood on the crystal.
Give me the crystal. Stop. No,
it's over. Tell us.
The crystal glows red. Billy and Alex's relationship starts to rewind in flashes.
We set time back to before I met Alex. After that, we give the crystal to publishers. Just don't keep it. You cannot control its power.
A ceiling fan spins above deity sculptures. Papa Juiced waves burning sage over his hand-carved bowl. Billy sets the large wooden engraved box down on Papa Juice's table.
How can I help you?
Billy softly smiles at Papa Juice. Later at the bar, a waiter brings over a glass of wine to Billy.
This is from the lady at the bar.
Billy looks over at Alex, who watches her from the bar. Billy smiles. She ushers for the waiter to move his ears closer. She whispers something to him. The waiter walks away and takes the wine with him. Billy checks her phone and sends a text to Christine. I'll be there soon. The waiter returns the wine to Alex.
Sorry, miss, but your offer wasn't accepted.
What did she say?
That she's good as is, and you'll be needing that.
What?
Alex turns and watches Billy stand up and leave. Billy holds her phone to her ear.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, didn't expect to hear from you. I thought you had the opening tonight.
I do. Heading there now.
You bringing a date? Or will that be super awkward with Christine there?
It'll be fine. I'm actually really glad to see her. But I will keep my distance.
I know. I would make sure I pick up one of her pieces before she's selling out exhibitions at the MoMA. That's all. Anyway, that's enough from me. Eat things and drink and have a look at some art. Enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
Christine approaches Billy at the gallery bar.
Great speech.
Thank you. That is a great dress.
New look?
No, things change. Not everything.
Christine touches her waist.
But definitely this. We're done, Christine. And I mean it.
Billy grabs her glass of wine and explores the gallery.
Don't worry. I've moved on from all of that.
Great, because I've got someone perfect for you.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm good.
Wait, are you seeing someone?
No, nothing serious. I'm just keeping my options open.
Papa Juiced opens the wooden box. It's empty.
All right, girl. Just be careful out there.
If anything goes wrong, I got it covered.
The crystal necklace sits in Billy's purse. Billy admires Rose's portrait. Rose stands a few feet away. They share a look and smile at each other.
Got my temperature rising.
Billy nods at her and leaves. The portrait is now in color, and Rose is no longer crying. Directed by Kelly Calley, written by Allison Morgan, executive producer David Worthen Brooks, executive producer R.B. Pedrosian, executive producer Jenna Cavell, produced by Daniela Ruiz, produced by Kelly Calley and Kong Yu Yi. Cast: Maisie Richardson Sellers, Shannon Woodward, Rosalind Elbey, Shane Monpremier, Jimmy Jean Lewis. Credits continue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Copyright 2023, 20th Century Studios. All rights reserved. 20th Century Studios is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United States. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Audio description by Point360 and voiced by Dave Wallace. If you or someone you know is experiencing relationship abuse in any form, help is available. The National Domestic Violence Hotline provides free, confidential support and resources 24/7, 365. Support is a call or chat away at 1-800-799-SAFE 7233 or through chat at thehotline.org. You are not alone. 20th Digital Studios. Blue Originals.